All right, so I've been tracking this Players Era tournament story, and there's actually more confirmed detail than I expected for something still 2 months out.
Same. And the key idea here is that we have real sourced information, schedules, venues, teams, but no results yet, because the event hasn't happened. It's scheduled for November 2026.
Right. So let's orient listeners. What exactly is the Players Era Festival, and why does it stand out from a typical early season college basketball event?
It's a 16-team early season tournament held in Las Vegas. The New York Times flagged it as one of the marquee college sports road trip stops for the 2026-27 season. Las Vegas has become a real destination for these high-profile early season matchups.
And Michigan is coming in as the defending champion, right?
Exactly. Michigan won the 2025 Players Era title, and according to their official schedule announcement, the Wolverines are returning to Las Vegas to defend it. That's a significant storyline heading in.
So walk through what Michigan's bracket actually looks like, because that's where the schedule gets specific.
Sure. Michigan opens against Creighton on November 24th at T-Mobile Arena. Win that, and they face either TCU or Miami on November 26th. Then a semifinal November 27th. Possible opponents listed are Alabama, Baylor, Gonzaga, or Kansas State. The championship game is November 28th at Michelob ULTRA Arena.
And if Michigan doesn't make the title game.
Then they host Mississippi Valley State on December 1st. That game is essentially canceled if Michigan reaches the championship. It's a contingency built right into their published schedule.
Wait, two arenas? So this isn't just one venue running the whole thing.
Correct. T-Mobile Arena handles some games, Michelob ULTRA Arena handles others. For example, ESPN lists St. John's versus Oregon at Michelob ULTRA Arena on November 24th, and Gonzaga versus Kansas State at T-Mobile Arena on November 25th. It's a multi-venue operation across multiple days.
So the field is genuinely deep. Gonzaga, Kansas State, St. John's, Oregon, Michigan, Creighton, Alabama, Baylor. That's a serious lineup.
It is. 16 teams total, according to the Times. And remember, Michigan must win all three of its matchups to reach the scheduled championship game. There's no guaranteed path for the defending champ.
Now, the obvious question someone following this would have: who wins? Who's the favorite?
That's exactly what we can't answer yet. The tournament is scheduled for late November. As of right now, no champion has been determined. Michigan's remaining opponents depend entirely on earlier results. The bracket is set, but the outcomes aren't.
So the takeaway for anyone tracking this is the structure is confirmed, the teams are confirmed, the venues and dates are confirmed, but the competitive results are still ahead of us.
That's it, precisely. Think of it like a movie with a confirmed cast and release date. You know who's in it, you know when it drops, but you haven't seen the ending. Official results and any financial or broadcast details will need sourced reporting once the event actually plays out in November.